A window into the chaos and suffering in Afghanistan through uploads from the ground. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, in for Molly Wood. We've been seeing lots of disturbing images coming out of Afghanistan, some taken by professional media, such as people flooding a runway at the airport in Kabul, and many others taken by civilians on their phones and posted to social media. The technological ability of everyday people to document what's happening on the ground has changed radically from when the conflict began 20 years ago. Zeynep Tufekci studies the social impacts of technology at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She says while citizen reporting from Afghanistan is all over the internet, some Afghan journalists and activists are trying to erase all traces of their digital histories.
I have been hearing people just trying to, delete their phones, burn their papers. I'm not sure, how much will succeed. We know people will be targeted anyway. But in the end, the phones will still be there. Things will still be recorded surreptitiously or not. If you want to go find out, there'll be ways to find out.
Do we have any indication as to what the Taliban might do to control the internet or kind of the flow of digital information?
They're not blocking a lot of things or even attempting, but in some ways, they might not care as much. Because the more effective thing that we've seen is that instead of trying to create some sort of sophisticated technological censorship regime, the way China does, which is an exception, which is a different category altogether. For most authoritarians, just scaring people and punishing people very harshly is enough to scare everybody else off. You don't need super duper technology when people are in fear of their lives and they'll just erase their phones and not do much anyway, because especially since they know it doesn't even matter if the image gets out.
So much has been made, particularly, I think, in the wake of the Arab Spring, of the power of mobile digital technologies. Do you think that's the wrong kind of takeaway from the aftermath of those events?
So I think the power of the digital technology in its ability to record things and get them out is very real. But that power doesn't operate in a vacuum. If you have a world that is largely indifferent to the plight of whoever's broadcasting or sending that video out, the technology doesn't change that political equation. We will all see, and I predict that we will, if we want to see, there will be a lot of images and videos coming out for years. Will we pay attention? I'm not so sure.
Zeynep Tufekci studies the social impacts of technology at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And now for some related links. The New York Times is analyzing and verifying some of the most striking videos from social media, from civilians, military contractors, and the Taliban itself. It includes harrowing scenes of evacuations like the one at the airport. We've got a link to that collection at marketplacetech.org. And Zeynep talked about some journalists and activists who are now trying to erase their digital footprints. The Guardian has collected some accounts of female journalists anonymously for their safety. One spoke about frantically trying to send her identity documents to embassies before destroying them. And we've got a link to a guide from the nonprofit Human Rights First about how to delete one's digital history, something Chief Technology Officer Welton Chang told us is really difficult. There's so much data in the cloud and sent between devices. He was also afraid the Taliban could get a hold of a database of fingerprints and facial recognition data of aid workers that coalition forces collected over the last 20 years that Chang said could potentially be used to identify people. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.